Thousands of AFSCME members are still waiting for pay raises their contract guaranteed back in 2011. It amounts to an average of $2,500 per employee. The court's decision says if, and only if, legislators pass a law funding it, can workers get that money. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says within the next few weeks, the union will take advantage of an option that allows it to petition for a do-over.
A case could be reheard by the Supreme Court if we can show that certain arguments were overlooked or they were misapplied.
The case could have ramifications for the current budget impasse, as government workers are being paid even though there's no law authorizing it. Lindahl says AFSCME's attorneys are preparing to respond in the event that becomes an issue in court.
We'll be prepared to defend the principle that if you go to work, do your job, you should be paid what you're owed.
The Attorney General's office, which has the power to ask a court to stop workers from being paid, would only say last week's opinion is under review. I'm Amanda Vinicky.